Hola, welcome to Golden Time Podcast. This is your girl, The Oracle. And I'm back with another episode. I be too hyped when I record, y'all, because I be trying to record, y'all. My intention to record is always there, but life and the way it's set up, I can't always record like I want to. I am a mom first. And a hoe immediately after. So it's giving mommy duties most of the time. I am recording through my AirPods because I'm about to cook dinner. So hopefully the sound is okay. So I'm trying to speak loud. Hopefully that works out for me. I do want to mention you must be 21 years of age or older to listen to this podcast. You must be 21 years of age or older to tune in. So if you are not, please exit stage left, right. It doesn't even matter. All right, so here we are with another episode, and I'm excited about this episode because I had sex, y'all. As always when I record, right? granted, it wasn't as recent. Well, we did kind of just do something recently, but I'm really excited because I think I found me a play partner. And that is what I have been looking for a long time. So let me stop. I've been looking for a play partner, someone that's consistent, someone that I can, you know, rely on, someone who brings the same energy that I bring. And I think I found them. I did wait a few times, a little bit, like to see if this is, not really sure. I was sure. However, it's just when you got something good, you know, you don't want to kind of like ruin it. Kind of like a new relationship, because this is a new relationship. Not us being a couple or anything. A new sexuationship. I just made that shit up. It sounds good. Anywho, relation are all we doing. So I guess this episode is going to be about him, even though I will be, mentioning a few other things that I wanted to talk about. I want to start with, why, I have a new play partner. I'm sure most people will assume I'm out here just wild in these streets and having sex with any and everything, or at least sucking any everyone's dick. I really think that's people's thought out here, but that's not what happens on my regular life. As I said, I'm a mom first. I've been looking for something consistent. Someone, you know, who matches the same energy as me in the bedroom. I don't want to be in a relationship, but I do want relations. Someone that I can trust, because I like really nasty sex, no scat, and no judgment to those who like scat, no judgment. and for those who don't know, scat involves shit. So you want to be shitting on and things of that nature. You like to play with shit, then that's your type of thing. No judgment. I'm not there, and I don't think I ever will be, unless someone pays me to shit on them. I'm not opposed to that. But, anywho, we're not talking about shit here. We're talking about my new play partner. So I'm going to call him Mr. Delaware. Yeah, that's appropriate. But before I start talking about him, I'm going to talk about why I needed a play partner to begin with. So in my last episode, I talked about my sexual soulmate and the Black experience, which was very, very fun. However, a lot of things fell into the relationship I had with my sexual soulmate. For whatever reason, I really still to this day don't understand. But things just definitely went awry. And, I want to say the last two times we had sex, and let me know that our journey has come to an end. We're at the end of the road, and it's kind of like it's over or whatever. I don't know how he feels, but that's what I got from him. And whatever. So I talked about him in my last episode. Just a little recap. Me and my sexual soulmate, we have been sexually involved, strictly sex, for 7 years on and off. I think about seven. Yeah. The last time we... Let me go back a little bit. I had a low libido sometime during the end of last year. Yeah, I want to say. And that was, or that stemmed from our relationship. I didn't mention him in my podcast on low libido, but he definitely weighed heavy. And my libido being low, and after reflecting, a lot of reflection, I realized he definitely played a huge part. Also, I had gained a bunch of weight during the pandemic. I'm blaming the pandemic. Yes, I am, because I was in the house sitting on the couch, working from home. So, and I'm not talking about no 20 pounds, y'all. Like, I gained over 40 pounds. And I've always been a big girl my entire life. I am 5'8" and 3/4". Well, y'all can round me up to 5'9". Currently, I'm 253 pounds. Yeah, I don't mind sharing my weight. I've came down some, like quite a bit actually, from what I was. So, little hand clap for me. I'm still gonna keep coming down. So I'm where I wanna be. I don't know if I mentioned this. I don't think I mentioned this on a podcast about him, probably because, I don't know. I really wasn't ready to share. I only shared it with one friend. But I became really insecure. And one reason why my libido went... Yeah, I became really insecure, which is not a thing for me. I'm pretty confident in who I am. In all aspects of my life. So I feel like when it comes to smarts, I can work on that. So, but moving on. As far as when it comes to being in the bedroom and with a man, that's really not a typical struggle I have. I'm pretty confident. I don't mind being naked. Flaws and all. Trust me, this body is flawed. But I don't know. It's just like, you wanted to be here, so... This is what it's going to be, okay? Like, and I'm a great time, so it's giving that too. So I'm really pretty confident. Nervous, I'm always nervous though. Before I have sex, until we get into the act of the sex, I'm pretty nervous. No matter if it's the first time I'm fucking you or the 1500th time I'm fucking you, it's just nerves or something that I always have. But it doesn't have to do with my confidence. And I want to say, is it during the pandemic or like right before? I want to say during, not right before. I can't really remember, but I remember we were having sex. And I noticed that every time I would get up to ride him, his penis would go limp, which is, I don't really have these struggles. And I didn't have these struggles with him before. So I felt back a little bit from there. It was given like, you're not even attracted to me sexually. So I don't even know how we are even in the bedroom together right now. And take a little bit back. I've mentioned this in my podcast. I think about him. How, or just a recap for those who don't know. I'm not his type. So his type is skinty. I'm talking sucking in face skinty women. That's his type. And I just told y'all my height and weight. I'm a tall big girl. Okay? Like, I'm a big girl for real. I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum. And I knew this from I knew this years ago, probably from like day one. Maybe not day one, but I've been knew that I wasn't this type, which is fine. Because again, in the bedroom, we have the chemistry, it didn't even matter. But then it started affecting what we did in the bedroom, and that became an issue for me. Because it's like, this is the only thing that we're doing, and if you're not even attracted to me, why are we doing this? And that's how my thoughts went. And I want to say the last, so we had a break. And I stopped sleeping with him for almost 2 years. And then recently I slept with him like twice this year. And it's, my libido has been coming back. So I had had sex before him. But with him, I knew like, you know, I'm going to be 100% me. Because like, even though my libido has gone back, well, it's definitely where it needs to be now. But it was like crawling back to me. With him, I'm like, he's going to take me to 100% if I sleep with him. And I slept with him, and it didn't take me to 100%. Well, it did one position, which was doggy style. And even giving him oral, which is my favorite thing. And behold, I love to do it. Like, I love it. Even that wasn't 100%. And like I said, prior to him, I did sleep with one other person a few times, a couple. And it wasn't 100% with that person either, but I'm like, you know, this is going to get me where I need to be. And it, yeah, it did. The sex was still amazing, nonetheless, but I wasn't where I needed to be. And I realized my energy is still isn't there. Those insecurities are still there. So, yeah, it was given. That's it. It's time to wrap it up. And I mean, before we had sex the last time, we took a walk on Kelly Drive, and we were talking, and he mentioned like me working out and stuff, you know, to help me come down weight wise. Now, I mean, I listened, but in the back of my head, I was like, whatever, nigga. Not saying that I have a problem with what he said or how he said it. I mean, the delivery was actually pretty good. It was given. Nigga, you ain't my man. Like, I barely see you. I see you a couple of times out the fucking year. Like, okay, not a couple. But before I took this break from him, when we were consistent, I seen that. I didn't see that nigga enough for me to be out here. Yeah, whatever. You're not my man. That's probably what's wrong with me now. Not only that, it's the fact that I seen that my weight affected you prior to this conversation, and you should have been had this conversation with me if that's how you felt. It's just given it a little too late, and I really don't want to hear what you guys are saying. To be honest, I am going to come down and work on my weight for me, not for you. And I am going to go down lot of pounds. However, I will never, ever, 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 nor do I ever desire to be the size sunken in skinny faced woman that he never in my life will I ever be. Unless I get extremely sick and I can't eat. But not on purpose will I ever want to look like that. And when I come down, the size that I desire to be is still considered a big girl. I'm still being a big girl. Bracket, like that's where I want to live, that's where I want to stay. That's how my pussy is so good. Like, I am not parting ways from my fupa. She just got to go down. Other than that, like, yeah, it is what it is. So our journey, like I said, has basically come to an end. Yeah, I don't really know any other nicer way to say it. Not, and I never say never because you never fucking know, but yeah, it's given, you know, everyone's in your life for a reason and a season. I think our season is coming to an end. So I had to find something because, again, this is the best dick I've ever had in my fucking life. This is the reason why I'm the way I am today. This is why this is how the Oracle was even created. Like, he opened my eyes to a whole new world. A brand new. Let me stop. No, but seriously, he introduced me to sex. And I had lost my virginity years. But I said a decade before I met this man. Not met him, because I've been to him. But a decade before me and him decided to have a sexual relationship. And I didn't know sex could be like it was until I met him. So I appreciate him. I thank him. I mean, this is why I am who I am today, as far as the oracle and, you know, out there in the streets. So I'm not in the streets, y'all. I'm not in the streets. But he definitely is the reason how I developed sexually. And I give him kudos for that. And I don't take that from him. Like I said, love, 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 love. His sex is some of the best in the world. Girls, if you can get you some, go get it. That's all I got. But it's given I have to move on from that. And it put me on this crazy hunt. Like, I'm talking about I'm on FetLife. And I took a break from FetLife. But it's given I got to find me a freak. So I'm on FetLife heavy. I'm planning to go this party, that party, a sex club open up here in Philly. I got plans to go to New York, D.C. Like, I'm going to find, I would say in the top five, a top five, only because the men that are on my top list of the best sex I've ever had are not always readily available, as I've said. This is Coconut Chill, married with kids. The sex doctor lives all the way in D.C. So those are my top two. And then my sexual soulmate, of course, was up there, but it's given I had to let him go. So it's like, I need to find somebody. I'm on lesbian websites, like trying to match. I'm like, cause if a man ain't going to do it, I need a woman. I need something. I'm sorry, someone, because we're not doing animals. You know, those people, I do judge. But anywho, moving on. So I'm looking, I'm on this crazy hunt on FetLife. And boom, that's when I run into the young boy, big homie. I run into quite a few, actually. Quite a few youngins were in my inbox. And I'm like, maybe I'm out here going to be a cougar. I'm getting up there in age, so it may be my time. It's not my time. I like older men. I've always liked older men. And I'm going to stick with the pop-pops because, yeah, they're at the top spot. They're the best. That. In all areas, they're my favorite. And I tried a young boy, big homie, which was a big womp womp. And I do want to talk about him for a second because he had DM'd me after I made the podcast about him. I touched on what happened. I went to his house, recap, gave him oral, and that was it. And I left. Not because I wanted to, y'all. It was given, I kind of got kicked out. I felt like, I don't know. Who knows? But I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know. And prior to that situation, this man was DM me on FetLife, Instagram, and texting me simultaneously. I'm talking about all at the same time. His intention when he came in my inbox originally was that he was looking for a play partner, which is also what I'm currently or was currently looking for. I'm trying to replace my sexual soulmate. I need a play partner, someone who's going to bring the same energy that I'm bringing, consistency, passionate, nasty sex. Like, that's what I was looking for. So one reason why I was pissed. That's what he said. He wanted a play partner. And when I went to give him head, that was it. His communication basically dried up after that. He barely was texting back. Like, well, he would text back, but it would take him hours. Sometimes a day. So I was just like, it only took a day or two for me to realize. Or it wasn't that hard to see. Your communication changed. So it's given you don't want me communicating with you. So you don't have to worry about me. You ain't got to worry about me. So I stopped communicating with him. We're still on Instagram. We're friends or whatever. And he watched my stories. I watched his. And I had put up a post in my story because I'll be posting nasty stuff. Not nasty, just little freaky things on the Oracle page. It's the Oracle. Cool, like, duh. So on that page, I post freaky things. And I had posted this meme. No, it wasn't a meme. It was just a picture that was drawn by this guy who draws freaky scenarios. And this one happened to be a woman catching a cum from a penis. So Big Homie had a nerve to DM me responding to that picture. And he said something along the lines of, I'm probably not going to get this accurate, but it's really close. We should try it. Something to that effect. Or we should do it. I don't know. I owe you a round two. The part that I know I'm getting correctly was that I owe you a round two. Nigga, what? What? Niggas ain't shit but hoes and tricks. So, I don't usually typically get upset with how they act. I mean, maybe I do. I'm an emotional creature. So, I react emotionally a lot of times. But I'm not usually surprised. And it just pissed me off, though, because I'm like, scratching my head. My response to him was, I'm confused. When was there a round one? He left me on scene. He didn't respond. Young bullshit. Anywho, I don't know what he meant by that, I will say, because he's a young boy. I'm not calling him a young boy and blaming it on that. His communication just ain't the fuck there. He's not saying, he hasn't said anything really since the scenario happened at his house. And that's the first time you would hit me up on Instagram about a bitch sucking a nigga dick. And you're talking about a round two. So what I gathered, and my assumption, and I don't care, I'm going to assume, is that you assume that I'm going to come over and suck your dick again. And that's it. And leave. Nigga, what? You got me one time. You won't get me again. Like I said, his words were he was looking for a play partner. That entails a lot more than me just getting on my knees, coming over to your crib, and giving you sloppy toppy. Yes, I enjoy it. It's a good time for me, but it's not the only thing that I ever plan on doing with any play partner of mine. Which makes me want to go into, I mean, I've spoken on this before, but it's something that I have to constantly set a reminder to men that the Oracle, the person that I am, is still a person. That alter ego that I have is a person as well. Love, 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 absolutely love giving head. It's one of my most favorite things in the whole wide world. As I get wet from it, I get pleasure from it. Hearing the man moan and groan, some of the shit niggas say to me. Man, I love it. Like, it just feeds my ego. I don't have ego, y'all, but it does something to me. It makes me go hard. I just love to do it. Do I want to do it to everybody? Absolutely not. And I hate when a raggedy ass, ratchet ass, I ain't gonna say ratchet, but a raggedy ass nigga, that's what I'm calling it, raggedy ass niggas, come in my inbox or hit me up with some on some ignorant shit and think that out of all the men in this world, I'm talking to them and it's their penis that I'm specifically speaking on. I don't know you from a can of paint. Don't know who you are, how you are. Don't know if you're healthy. And I'm talking about this. We're talking about sex here, which needs to be safe for me. Most men don't care, but I do. At the end of the day, I'm still a woman. And if you are looking for somebody or anybody else just suck your dick, just get a nigga to. And I'm not saying they don't know, trying to be smart stuff, but that's what niggas do. You could go to a park or meet somebody, a nigga randomly at Walmart. He ain't even got to know your name. He'll get on his knees, suck your dick. But that's not what I'm giving. And if that is the energy for some odd reason that you are receiving from me, without us even having a conversation, something's wrong with you. I'm sorry. Something is wrong with you. Like, you really have serious mental issues. Are there women out there who will do that? I'm sure there are, but I'm not her. And majority of the time, I let you know that from the rip. And I hate men that still try to send pics or just do the most. And if you are one of those men who have tried, you know, or you found out really quickly that this ain't what it may appear to be in your raggedy ass eyes. This isn't it. Like, I'm not sucking no random dicks. Like, if that was the case, you could meet me at a glory hole. And if anybody who knows me knows, I don't do glory holes. The only way I possibly would ever do one is if all the men on the other side, or the man on the other side, I actually knew. And I've had his penis in my mouth before. That's it. But if you want your dick sucked at random, that's another option. It's a glory hole. You may not know who on the other side, but hey, you don't know me either. Most of y'all don't know me either. Me just asking for it, like, what? So I just had to address that. That really pisses me off. And that's the energy that I feel like I started receiving from Big Homie when that wasn't originally what our conversation was about. So moving on. You know what? It's cool. Because I found somebody that I actually like. So back on Fet Life, right? No, oh, I've been on Fet Life. So Mr. Delaware been in my DM. I think he came in my DM before Big Homie, but for some reason these young niggas were swooning me. Like, I don't know why I was attracted to them. Trying something different, I guess. Didn't work. Moving on. So Mr. Delaware, he's been in my DM, and I think he asked for my number a while back too. So we were texting, but not really. I'm not as active as people think I am on any level. And it really be when you least expect shit to happen, it happens. Or you least expect it from someone, it happens. You couldn't have told me or paid me or betted me any amount of money that me and Mr. Delaware would have hooked up. And I would be on him like I'm on him right now. When he first inboxed me. Because when he first inboxed me, conversations moving slow. Basically, most of my conversations move slow in my DM anyway. That's just, especially on Fat Life, they move really slow. So I think how he may have gotten my attention is, how do you get any bigger attention? Food! So I think he had mentioned going out or grabbing something to eat, I think. And he's in Delaware. So my thought was, I'm a hungry hoe, okay? There's this vegan place that I've been wanting to go to. Well, I've been there before, but they recently moved to Delaware and I've been wanting to go. But I don't have no reason to go to Delaware except to go there. So I'm like, okay, he's in Delaware. They're in Delaware. This can happen, right? He can take me there. So I mentioned that place. Time goes on and on. Time goes on and on. We're texting a little bit from here and there. And the crazy thing is, he has the same name as this other guy I met on Fet Life. So now I'm getting them confused. I don't even know which one be texting me because I don't even save numbers. That's another thing. I don't save numbers. So I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm the guy that's confused. Like, I'm really giving this man no play for real. I really just didn't think it would go anywhere. And so Mr. Delaware lives in Delaware. Is from Delaware. However, for work, he travels. And currently, he's stationed in states away. I'm not going to say where he's stationed. So he comes home sometime. Now, again, I'm not paying this any attention. So I think he hits me up and tells me he's in town. Again, really don't care. At the time. So he asked about going out to eat again. Now my antennas are up. So the day that he's about to leave, like that night or the next day, something to that effect. And I look up the place and they're closed on that day. So I was like, damn it. So he was like, let's go to, I think it's TGI Fridays. He's like, ew. I really don't like TGI Fridays. I'm like, if you're going to take me to a cheap restaurant, at least take me to Chili's. Like, that's my favorite cheap restaurant. I love Chili's, okay? So he's like, where you want to go? So I was like, all right, let's do like a brunch spot or whatever. Go home and I'm getting dressed. Takes me a while. Especially if I'm prepping to have sex. It's definitely going to take me a while to get ready. Because I don't know what could happen. Granted, my intention wasn't to sleep with him, but you never know. You know, even if you wanted to, you know, probably eat pussy or something. I'm going to be ready. So, go home and I'm getting ready. And by the time I get ready, the brunch spot closes. Well, about to close. He is kind of annoyed with me at this point. And I'm somewhat getting annoyed with him. For one, I'm not even taking you serious. And you're getting annoyed with me, nigga? Be lucky that I even said I was going to come out with you. In my head, right? So I go to run some errands or whatever. And he hits me up while I'm running my errands. And he's like, so he's like, where you want to go? So I was like, we just in TGI Fridays. Whatever. So he said this one, like, close to him. I was like, okay, I'll come out there. So I get out there. I let him know I'm on my way and what time out my ETA. So I get out there. This nigga's not there. What? So I go to the restaurant, he's not there. Now I'm like, okay. He is, when I say I was already frustrated, it's hot too. It's hot. You're not there. And I told you what time I possibly would be coming. I already ain't want to come out. I'm only here for the food. Let me be honest. I'm horrible. And then your ass is not here. Oh, no. Now I'm about to leave. So I go in the car. And I tell myself, this thing has a nerve not to be here. I already did want to come like that. To be you. I'm really only here for the food. I'm hungry, huh? Don't judge me. I think he calls me and says, like, I'm like 10 minutes away or something, right? I'm like, you're lucky because I really was about to leave. So he's like, no, I'm coming. So I go in, get us the table. So he comes in again. And me and my friend had a conversation about this. It'd be the people that you least expected. So since I've stuck my pinky toe in the lifestyle, one thing has changed about me is the looks of my partners that I play with. As I spoke earlier, my sexual soulmate, I'm not his type. He's not my type either. He's the reason why I even changed my type to, well, not changed, but decided to adjust my type. For one, something about bony niggas. They be having slammers in their pants. Like, and when I was younger, I used to hate when a skinny ass nigga tried to talk to me, like, what could you do for me? I will break you in half. Now I know he would break me in half. Short. I would never talk to somebody that was shorter than me. I was opposed to that. Now, short niggas be having big dicks too. Like, and don't let them be bony and short. Oh my gosh. It's giving. How are you carrying that around? How? So, currently, my type is a big dick. I love them. So, and I act like I don't. Even though I think the typical big girls can't take dick, I still love big dicks. And I'm going to try to take it down. But, so he's shorter than me. And he's like he's brolic, but like a slim build brolic. Can dress. Dress really nicely. I'm like, he's more dressed up than me. Shit, I feel like I need to. Should have put something else on. He has pretty eyes. I was like, okay. And he's not bad looking. Good looking dude. So I was like, okay. We socialize. So we're talking over lunch. And now that I'm actually talking to him, I'm actually starting to like him. This is before we got in Devram. So I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what it was given with the DMs and the texts, but he's funny. And he mentioned something, and he's honest, at least I think, seems to be. He mentioned how basically, like, our phone conversation wasn't going anywhere, but he was like, you gotta, I guess, meet a person and really, you know, get to know and see them and like how they are. So he mentioned that like basically he liked my conversation as well. So we're talking and eating, and we're talking for a while. So he dropped something, air quotes, on his pants. I think he was eating wings. And he's like, "Oh, I need to go home and change." First off, it's given. If you would have took a napkin, wet it, and wiped it off, you would have been perfectly fine. There is no reason why you need to go all the way home and change your clothes. Like, I don't know. I feel like that was just a ploy to get me to his house. I'm sure it was. And I didn't mention that. Or if it could be he's Leo, he's kind of into himself. So I don't know. Probably a mixture of both. So he was like, "What you want to do after this?" I'm like, "What you want to do?" So he's like, "We can go to the pier. Let me go just go home and change first." So we go to his house, and he don't even change for at least not an hour. We're downstairs talking and we're smoking. High sex, y'all. It's the best sex. So I always smoke before sex. Like, who doesn't? So we're talking and smoking, talking and smoking. I forgot he went upstairs to change his pants, but I don't know why I had to go upstairs. I don't know. Did I need the bathroom? I'm not sure how I made it upstairs, but eventually we're upstairs sitting on the bed, talking and smoking. And then we burned a hole in the floor. So let me stop. I got that from Deliver Us from Evil, y'all. It just means we had sex. Yeah, a lot of talking and smoking, and then eventually full blown sex. So I don't know. The energy was he deserves the Oracle. That itself is an experience. So even if I suck at it, not everybody gets the Oracle. I mean, what a shit. Like, the head is just back of my throat. So far back, bit chilly, that my lunch comes up. We just ate. And I hate to get eat and then give head because lately I've been throwing up. So I threw up. So I'm like, he was like, he made some sly comment, like, "I was wondering where your lunch was." Run the bathroom, spit it out, gargle, rinse my mouth out. I think. Yeah. I think I actually, and I got in the shower too. I got in the shower. So I took a quick shower, went back, and we burned a hole in the floor. We had some great sex. Oh my gosh. Unless I was all over that room though, because again, I'm a bigger who can't take dick. I am running, and this nigga is having no mercy on me. I mean, none. Now, that was only part that I was like, "Hold the fuck up. Nigga, you see me running and you going to chase me? Like, what? Give a bitch a break. Give a bitch a break." Like, damn, he was on my ass. Like, I mean, because I've run before. Most people, like they let me go. He was right on me. I hit every, I couldn't, nigga. Like, I had to push him on, like, "Yo, can you? Like, do you not see me in pain? It should hurt. Like, good hurt, but it hurt." Like, that was the only thing that I was just like, "You gotta chill. Like, you gotta chill." He was just saying how good it is. Both my coochie and my mouth is extremely wet. Thank you. No, kudos to the fupa. And we had great sex. And afterwards, we laid and we were talking. And it was a conversation after the first time we had sex that I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I need you as a lifetime play partner." And I didn't mention this earlier, but he had that on his Fet Life. He had a lifetime relationship. It's one of the things he was seeking because you could seek multiple things. But that was one of the things on his list, which I tend to stay away from when I see that it was someone's Fet Life because I'm not looking to be in a relationship except for a sexual one. And when I see that, I'm assuming a person wants more than that. And I'm like, I can't give nobody that right now. And I damn sure, well, my mindset has changed. But back then when I built the profile, it was just like, I can't see me starting a relationship off of sex. I don't know how healthy that could be for me. But whatever. Now in the lifetime, play partner, he got me. And we had a really good conversation after sex, and we just expressing how we felt about it. And like, shit that I may think in my head, or I may say on my podcast, or I'll say to the people too. Like, I was able to say those things, but he was spitting those same things back at me, or saying them before me, actually. He started the conversation, and it was giving like, I mean, niggas have told me how they felt, but not on this kind of level. Especially not like right after it. And most of the times when I'm hearing certain things from men, it's coming during the sex, and especially when I'm giving them head, which he had all that to say as well, and he had more to say after. So I was just like, okay, me and him are on the same page. So he was supposed to be flying out that night to go back to work. But he can work from anywhere. But so he was just like, he didn't push his flight back, so. Oh, the next day, or that night, I get a text asking me to come back again. I was like, oh, you want two days in a row? Okay. Now, typically, the men that I've been dealing with in the past, when it comes to sex, and I'm busy, I usually never can do like back to back. Only nigga that ever got back to back for me is motherfucker that I'm in a relationship with, that I live with. Like, so it just so happened that week though, I was free. I was off of work for 2 weeks. So I did have the option to go back the next day. And I did go back in the trench coat and some lingerie. I was like, because if I'm gonna go back, okay. But it's crazy because child, I'm really open as a person, and most people know that what I get into. There's really not like any secrecy behind me, the page I have, like the lifestyle that I engage in. Most of my family knows. And I'm gonna say this because so the next day when I decide I'm going, I don't eat because I'm not throwing up. Don't eat. Except for drink water. I think I had a smoothie and some pineapples. I didn't eat anything heavy. Making a smoothie, and I need ice because I didn't have enough. My grandma lives across the hall from me. Go get some ice from her before I get dressed. Now, she's like in the back in her room. She's like, just bring the ice tray back or whatever. I'll be in the back. Time I get dressed and do all that. Come back to drop them off at her freezer. Who is in the kitchen? Grandma sees me in a trench coat. Mind you, it's summertime, y'all. She looked at me. Why not? And she says, why you got that jacket on? I said, Grandma, just act like you don't see me. Act like you don't see me. Put the ice trays. Running to put the ice trays in the freezer and running out, trying to run out. And she said, can he? Almost said my real name. She said my name. And she says, it's fine. I'm an Aries. Me and my girl, I'm the same sign. She said, it's cool, I understand. You gonna take it off when you get to your friend's house? I said, Grandma, just act like you don't see me. We're not about to have this conversation, even if you do see me. So she was like, well, Grandma, I ain't gonna tell nobody. So I'm running out the door, and comes my papa trying to tell us about the day he had. Man, he was trying to talk to my girl. I was like, go ahead, let out the door, hurry up. And he looked, he just shook his head. He's like, I ain't surprised. So, well, at least y'all know. If y'all know, then that's all. That's all that matters. Y'all accept me for me, then that's all that matters. Yes, my grandparents see me with the trench, even though it was lingerie under it. You know, most people think nothing's under it, or something crazy's under it. So I go to his house, and we burned a hole in the floor. So we stop. We smoke, and we talk again, and we have some great ass sex. I threw up again. But this time, I mean, it wasn't much because I had only a smoothie. So I just spit that all, gargled, and went back. Now I'm realizing, and I came to realization that I don't know if this is something I'm going to get past the throwing up, but once I do get past it, the deep throat is on a beam. Like, on a beam. And at this point, I'm just training my throat on a stick. Like, I don't even want to stop giving them oral because, yes, I just found my niche. Like, yes, loving it. Again, I'm running all over the place when we have sex. And somehow I've run into this position because, again, he is on me and won't let me. I had to tell him, like, listen, all right, just give me 10 seconds. Like, let me just get a minute to get it together. So somehow, I think I must have, like, fell off the bed. And I wound up in this position that's not, I'm not in a headstand, but I've done this position before when I'm stretching doing yoga, so it's crazy. I haven't stretched in yoga in before the pandemic, y'all. I'm out of shape. So it's like I'm holding my body up, my back and legs and everything, like, up. And it's kind of like I'm going to headstand, but I'm not on my neck or my head. I'm on my shoulders. And he's like, stay there, stay there. And he start, he get on top of me, and he's standing up, and he's, like, dipping down in me, right? So, again, I haven't stretched since the before the pandemic. So I am rusty. I've done this position before within hopes that one day I would end up in it, which is crazy. I never did, but I did. So I kind of like fell a little bit before. I said, hold on, give me a minute, you know, big girl. And I just jumped back up into the position and held myself up. And we was, now boobs are completely, I had huge breasts, okay? At this point, I just would say they were big. Well, I'm not going to say at this point. Usually, I would say they are big. But at this point, they're giving heat because they're smothering me in this position. Because the way I have to hold my body, it's all boobs in my face. All boobs. Like, clearly, he's having a good time because he's on top of me just dipping his dick in me. And that shit was amazing. I was like, I will be smothered for this. Like, I will be smothered. And yeah, let me just chill, and then we had a conversation. Missed his flight again. But it's giving you, he has to get home. So, you know, and I had to pick up my son because I've been called and had someone pick him up for me because I've been stayed over my time. Which is hilarious because the day before, I had shown him this video I got off of Instagram. I think the guy's name D1 Pop. And basically, like, the guy, he takes the girl out to eat, and she's basically like, you ain't have to do all this, because I had to pick up my son. And he's like, oh, you trying to suck dick? You on an empty stomach. And I had shown him that I had shown him that video the first day before we had sex. He said, oh, I didn't know you. That's what you wanted? You should have been saying something, is what he said to me after seeing a video. And I'm just, so that was completely hilarious. Because I really have to go get my son. And I should actually be sucking dick on an empty stomach. Granted, I keep throwing up. But anywho, nonetheless, we had a great time. I leave, whatever. And yeah, it was like the best sex I ever had. It's crazy because don't try to play into the sign thing, but he is a Leo and I am an Aries, and I can see. I've tried Leos. They never worked out for me. Last year, to be exact. Last summer, actually, two of them, both of them older than me. One extremely older. He's like 55. And it was just, they were too into themselves. And he does have the aspect of being into himself, but how he dressed and things like that. He's definitely into himself. However, we are a lot alike. And especially when it comes to the emotional part, and that's just like expressing like how we feel and the honesty and the communication. Plus, on top of that, he's older than me. He's about 10 years older. Well, he'll be 40. He's about to be 40, so 9 years older than me, almost 10. So that could play a part of his communication is pretty well. And we do talk every day, but it's not like all day. And if you probably read our texts, I mean, we have moments where we're just texting, 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 and we have moments where we're not. And it's like a balance thing because I'm always busy. He is busy. He also, he works, he has kids, he travels a lot. So, I mean, it's like a perfect balance because when we're together, it's given we're together. Like, it is crazy, the chemistry. And when we recently linked, he was mad at me because I haven't been able to link like that because I'm a mom first, y'all. Ho after, immediately after. And the whole part was not coming into play when he came to town. And I'm like, well, I got a link with you. And on top of that, I couldn't be sexually active, at least not my vagina. So it was just like, I don't even know if you even still want to see me. Like, I don't know. I don't know how these niggas be, you know? But first he was like, it's fine. Then he was like, I need to see you. So I wound up seeing him and I was so much. Sister, like I have to be creative because I can't use my vajayjay. And typically, I don't just give out head. If you're, especially when my period, something my man can get it because he's my man. And sexual soulmate, since we were done so long, I've done it for him. Granted, you know, me and him just started this play relationship, so for me to just bust out and just give him head. Usually I'll be like, oh, yeah, nigga, I'll catch you at night the next time, but I like him, so given well, however we gonna have to get this done, but I'm going to make you come. So went over to see him, just smoked and talked. I gave him a head, threw up again. It's given, like it's just gonna happen. I rinsed my mouth out. And then when I came back, I asked him, you ever played with a pocket pussy? Or you mind if I use mine on you? He said he didn't mind. So, I mean, it's like a pocket pussy. I don't know how to explain it. I had some lubed up his penis, gave him a hand job first, and then I put the pocket pussy on there. And I like jerked him off with it and sucked on the head of his dick. He seemed to extremely enjoy it. I enjoyed that he enjoyed it and he was open to play with my toy with me because I never play with any of my toys in my bag. Granted, I carry this damn Barney bag. I call it a Barney bag because it's purple. And I actually got a new one and it's light purple, but still. Never use anything in it. And he let me use it. So I thought, you know what? You can keep the pocket pussy. And we just basically cuddled and laid and talked. Until we fell asleep. But he mentioned some things about how he like the way you act when we texting. It's like you don't like me, but when you get here, you like me. Like, boy, I like you. You get a response, okay? If I'm responding to you, I like you. And the stuff that I'm ready to do with you and to you, I like you. I never even believed in, like, I'm not gonna say I didn't believe, but the whole dom sub thing, it never was given like something that was interesting to me. I was like, I guess that's what people like. Like, I don't ever judge anybody for their fetishes, but I just, not for me. Man, if he wants to be a dom and he want me to be a sub, I will listen. I will go on with my life and listen as a sub. Like, listen, like. It's just so much stuff that I'm ready to do too, and with that man, man, I just feel like this is gonna be a really great play partnership. And yeah, only thing is we have to get a tripod because we've been talking about recording from day one. Because before we even had sex, of course, we shared videos and things like that. And he always was like, "I'm gonna record." You. I'm gonna record you and be so into the moment that he never records. His eyes aren't even open, like his hands don't even be in a position to record. So I was like, we're gonna have to get like a tripod in order to make this recording thing work. So I guess he has something to watch when I'm not around and vice versa. I'm sorry, just thinking about it. I know this episode was way too long. Oh gosh. Yes. 50 fucking 4 minutes. I need to wrap it up. But basically, y'all, I found me a play partner. Okay? So that Hawaiian summer that I planned on having, I mean, it's still in effect, but it's a little tweaked. And it's actually the Hawaiian summer that I wanted it to be. My thought process when I say Hawaiian summer was that I was going to be sleeping with small collection of men. I'm not going to say collection, but basically I did want to find me a play partner that I can have consistent sex with and do hellacious things to him. Like everything that I want to explore, which I'll do an episode on things that I'm interested in, I want to explore with that person. So I think I found my person. And I maybe once in a while I may dibble dabble, you know, because Mr. Coconut Chill is a great time. So I still want to link with him. The sex doctor, a great time. I still want to link with him. So those are people that I will still see here and there. But I need a name. And I think I found my name. So. Yeah, that's Mr. Delaware. And the Oracle comes to you soon. Let me stop. I just gave us a whole... I'm too hyped. I'm about to ask him right now. Can I put him on my fat life? Because I need... Let me stop. It's funny because after we first had sex, he was just like, you can't tell nobody. So much, you can't tell nobody. Tell nobody what? He was like, well, not me. I can't tell nobody. But he basically like, he don't want nobody to know, I guess, about my skills. He was like, don't, for just for a little while, just don't, like, don't give it to nobody. Don't tell nobody. I'm like, boy, I got you. I won't. And I haven't since. Something if I haven't slept with anyone else, and like I said, I really don't plan on doing it, but like a dibble and dabble, but not nothing regularly. For one, I want to have a safe Hawaiian summer and just a safe sex life in general, and having multiple partners, that's not okay. That's not okay, and that's not anything I promote, but yeah, there's no but. Yeah, safe sex is the best sex, so that's that. So, thank you, Mr. Delaware, for everything. Oh, for everything. All right. Let me know, because I'm getting hyped, and he is not in town. So, I'll be seeing him this weekend. He does come home frequently, and he does extend his stay, thanks to me, and I appreciate him for that. I really greatly appreciate you. If you ever happen to listen to this podcast, because you think I don't, I do. And I, again, apologize, but I'm a mom first. And a hoe immediately after. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Until next time.